会今早晨来到弟兄姊妹们中间。
Thank the Lord that I have this for giving me this opportunity to come among you.
我和西雅图基督的教会的弟兄姊妹一同向大家问安。
So bring forth our brothers and sisters' greetings from Seattle Christian Assembly.
今天早晨主给我的感动是和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
So today I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
我们要过一个丰富的教会生活。
And the topic is called how do we want to live an abundant church life.
我们要借着路德记和弟兄姊妹一起交通。
I'd like to share this message through the book of Ruth with brothers and sisters.
好吧，我们大家一起打开路德记。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth.
我们读路德记的第一章最后一节。
And we'll read from chapter 1, the last verse of chapter 1.
这是第二十二节。
Verse 22.
然后接着我们要读第二章的全章。
And then after that, we'll read the entire chapter 2 of Ruth.
为了时间的缘故，我们就大家中英文都一起读。
And to save time, let's read both in Chinese and English together.
路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
第二十二节
Verse 22. So Naomi returned, and with her Ruth the Moabites,
从摩押地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫布阿斯，是个大财主。摩押女子路德对拿俄米说：“容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。”拿俄米说：“女儿啊，你只管去。”路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人布阿斯那块田里。布阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说：“愿耶和华与你们同在。”他们回答说：“愿耶和华赐福于你。”布阿斯问监管收割的仆人说：“那是谁家的女子？”监管收割的仆人回答说：“是那摩押女子，跟随拿俄米从摩押地回来的。”他说：“请你容我跟着收割的人拾取打捆剩下的麦穗。”他从早晨直到如今，除了在屋子里坐一会儿，藏在这里。布阿斯对路德说：“女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使你们在一处。我的仆人在哪块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你，你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。”路德就俯伏在地叩拜，对他说：“我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样不许我呢？”布阿斯回答说：“自从你丈夫死后，把你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到数不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。”路德说：“我主啊，愿在你眼前蒙恩。我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。”到了吃饭的时候，布阿斯对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼，将饼站在处理。”路德就在收割的人旁边坐下，他们把烘了的穗子递给他，他吃饱了还有剩余，他起来又拾取麦穗。布阿斯吩咐仆人说：“他就是在捆中拾取麦穗，也可以容他，不可羞辱他，并要从捆里抽出些来，留在地下，任他拾取，不可侍奉他。”这样，路德在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上，将所拾取的打了一有一依法大麦，他就把所拾取的带进城去。给婆婆看，又把她吃饱了所剩的给了婆婆。婆婆问她说：“你今日在哪里拾取麦穗？” 在哪里做工呢？愿那不逊的得福。路德就告诉婆婆说，我今日在一个名叫布阿斯的人那里做工。拿尔米对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断的恩待赐死人。拿尔米又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个至近的亲属。摩押女子路德说，他对我说，你要紧随我的仆人，只取麦穗，只等他们收完了我的庄稼。拿俄米对儿妇路德说，女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去，不叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。于是路德与布阿斯的使女藏在一处，拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住。好，我们再练新约的几处经文。
Let's turn to the New Testament.
首先是哥林多前书第三章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9.
哥林多前书第三章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9.
哥林多前书第三章第九节，我们一起来。
Together.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。罗马书第八章第十四节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
罗马书第八章第十四节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
罗马书八章十四节，一起来。因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。好，最后我们读约翰福音第十二章
John chapter 12
第二十四节。约翰福音第十二章第二十四节。
John chapter 12 verse 24.
约翰福音第十二章二十四节，一起来。
Together.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。好，我们圣经就暂时读到这里。感谢主，借着路德记给我们一个非常重要的启示。
Thank the Lord that through the book of Ruth, He gives us this very important revelation.
在刚才我们所读的第二章里头
in chapter 2 that we just read,
还给我们一幅美丽的图画
it painted us this beautiful image.
在当时是以色列家的一个图画
and it is an image of what's happening in the house of Israel.
到了新约时代就是教会的一幅美好的图画
and in the New Testament time, it painted a beautiful image of the church.
还讲到那里有一般的人
And in it talked about there's this group of people.
他们在一起收割
And they were together, they were gleaning from the fields.
而让我们看见
And it allowed us to see.
它就是一幅教会丰富生活的图画
It's an image of an abundant church life.
因为教会就是神所耕种的田地
For the church is the field that the Lord has planted on.
用布阿斯的田来为我们做点说明
And it uses Boaz's field as an example.
当有了耕种
and so when you have planted,
以后就有收成
and then you can reap what grew from the
后面就有享受，有满足
and from that afterwards, then you can enjoy what you have grown, and then there's also fulfillment.
在路德记的前面
in the beginning of Ruth,
是士师记
is Judges.
那么士师记和路德记是一个强烈的对比。
So Judges and Ruth has this great contrast.
在士师记里我们看见
In Judges, it shows us this.
以色列人的光景是非常的凄凉的
So the condition of the Israelites are very, in a very poor condition. They were very desolate.
他们大部分的时间都是在异族的侵略底下他们害怕他们贫穷
And for most of the time, they spent under fear of attacks from foreigners.
但是在路德记里
But in the book of Ruth,
我们看见在那里 有丰富的收成。
You saw that they have this very abundant harvest.
有满足的喜乐。
And they're full of joy and fulfilled.
那么它的区别在哪里呢？
What's the difference between?
因为在诗词里头，它是靠着一些士师们来服侍。
And because in Judges they rely on some priests to serve the Lord.
士师都是一些大有恩赐、大有能力的人。
And so these are the people who have great abilities and gifts.
他们的确可以帮助以色列人暂时脱离仇敌的辖制。
And truly, indeed, they could help the Israelites to be away from the enemy temporarily.
但是以色列人自己如果生命不长起来
，However, if the Israelites, if their life cannot mature,
当这样有恩赐人一过去的时候
，So when these people with gifts and abilities when they pass away,
百姓的光景立刻落到贫穷可怜
，And the condition of the people immediately returns down to a very poor condition.
在教会历史上。
In the history, throughout the church history,
也都是看见这样的情形。
We also see similar events.
神的百姓都很喜欢有恩赐的人出现。
So the people of the Lord really love to see people who have gifts.
盼望借着他们带起教会的大复兴。
And they all hope that these people can then bring a revival to church.
但是一个复兴过去
，However, after a revival,
后面有很长时间。是一段的荒凉。
And then there will be a long time of desolation.
这种光景不仅神的百姓不能满足。
And in such conditions, situations, not only are people of the Lord not satisfied.
我们的主更是不能满足。
Our Lord Himself is not satisfied either.
到了路德记。
And now comes to Book of Ruth.
我们看见这些人物，他们不是有什么大恩赐的人。
And these people that's recorded this, but we can see that they're not people with great gifts.
他们就是一些小人物。
They're just a normal person.
在一个很平凡的家庭。
And living in a very ordinary family.
可是他们因为随着生命在那里追求。
However, because of the life they have, and then they want to seek that life.
所以在那里有另外一幅的图画出现。
And so now, because of that, we see this different picture
being painted. 并且记得这些人。
And so through these people,
他们把神永远的旨意在那里，在那个时代里边连了起来。
And they're able to connect with God's eternal will.
最后，神永远的旨意借着他们成就。
And because of that, God's will is also becoming a reality for them.
今天神对我们也是这样的期望。
And so today, God has the same hope for all.
盼望我们都走生命的路线。
He hopes that we can all walk. The path of life,
不是走恩赐的路线
and not the path of gifts.
走神永远旨意的路线
and so His eternal will,
不是光是为着眼前的需要，今生的满足
and so He hopes that we can seek after His eternal will and not just to satisfy our current life's needs and wants.
在路德记里边给我们看见
in Ruth it shows us this.
神家中的生活是何等的重要。
How important it is to for God's for family life in God's house.
神的家是我们的保护
and we should protect God's house.
It's our protection.
The God's house is our protection.
是我们的供应与祝福
It's also our provider and blessing.
教会就是这样
and that's how churches.
所以教会生活是我们蒙恩得救之后第一重要的生活
So church life.Is the most important life that we have after we are saved.
不是我们的学校生活。
It's not our school life.
不是我们的公司生活。
Or our work life.
不是我们的社交生活。
Or our social life.
当然，我们不是说我们都不需要这些了。
Of course, we're not saying that we don't need these things.
我们还需要这些。
We still need these things.
但是我们的目的不在这些上面。
But however, our goals and purposes no longer are only on these things.
我们在那些生活里面还是应当。为主做美好的见证。
So we still should become a wonderful testimony for our Lord in these other lives.
但是我们的力量更多是用在教会的生活。
However, our strength should be devoted more
属灵的
to the church life.
属灵的生活。
To our spiritual life.
在刚才我们读的第一章前面。
And so in chapter one that we just read in the beginning part.
就是第一章一开始的时候。曾经有些的描述。
And so in the The beginning of chapter 1 is, has this description.
我们刚才没有读。
We didn't read it before.
我稍微讲一下。
So let me go over it briefly.
路德记一开始呢就讲到一个家庭，他们本来是以色列人。
And so in the beginning of this book, it described that there's this family, they're Israelites.
住在伯利恒。
And they lived in Bethlehem.
这个家长呢叫以利米勒。
And the parents, the head of the household is Elimelech.
那么因为迦南地那时候遭到饥荒。
And because there are famines spreading through the land of Canaan at that time.
那么以利米勒呢就凭着自己的眼光和聪明就把全家带离开了迦南地。
And so Elimelech, because of what he saw and also based on his own wisdom, he brought his entire family and left the land of Canaan.
而且到了摩押地。
And to the land of Moab.
那么这两块地呢是强烈的对比。
So there's a stark contrast between these two lands.
迦南地是应许之地。
So the land of Canaan is a promised land.
是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land flowing with milk and honey.
是神百姓被保护得祝福的地方。
It's a place where the people of God is being blessed and protected.
虽然因为他们向着神的不忠心暂时受到管教。
Even though because they weren't being faithful to God, and so they were being disciplined at the time.
所以人神容许饥荒临到神的家。
So God allowed this famine to arrive at the house of God.
但神不是要他的百姓长久在那种光景中。
But it's not the intention of God to be for His people to stay in that condition.
只要他们在管教中有所悔改。
So as long as they're willing to repent under this discipline.
神就马上转向他的百姓。
God immediately returned to his
祝福就重新回到他们中间。
And the blessing would once again be onto his people.
但是这个人以利米勒。
But however does this man, Elimelech,
他缺少这样的信心。
He lacked such faith.
缺少这样的看见。
He didn't have this vision.
他就对眼前的环境，他用直接世人的反应。
And so facing his surrounding, his circumstances, he had a world person's response to it.
什么地方有粮食吃，他就不管那个是什么地方，他就去了。
And so to him, wherever there's food that he could get, no, regardless of wherever that place might be, he would go to that place.
结果因着他的错误的决定。
But because of his wrong decision,
他的全家光景是非常的可怜。
His whole household had fallen under this very desolate condition.
到了摩押地几年之后。
A few years after they have arrived at the land of Moab,
他自己死了。
He died.
两个儿子也死了。
His two sons also died.
留下一家三个寡妇。
And then the household was left with three widows.
所以他的的确确离开了神的保护和祝福。
So truly, he had left the protection of God.
他所得到的是一个咒诅的光景。
And so what he received was a cursed state.
他的错误对我们来说就是严重的警戒。
And so his mistake is a grave warning to all of us.
无论在什么境况。
So, and that is, no matter what situation we may face,
不能离开神的家。
We cannot be apart.
我们要有信心仰望神，我们要悔改等候神。
And we need to have faith to look upon him and repent and wait for him.
所以到了这一章的第二十二节，就最后一节。
And so when it comes to the end of chapter 1, verse 22,
当拿俄米和路德他们回到伯利恒的时候，
And so when Naomi and Ruth, they returned to Bethlehem,
因为他们听见神赐福了他的百姓，给他们粮食了。
Because they heard that God again blessed his people, and the people now again have food.
那么回来的时候看见了一幅什么图画呢？
And so when they returned, what they saw was,
圣经说他们正是动手割大麦的时候。
And they saw that it was just a time of harvest.
那是什么意思？
What does that mean?
因为大麦是迦南地最早成熟的谷物。
So barley are the one of the earliest grain in the land of Canaan to be ripe and ready to be harvested.
所以当大麦收割的时候。
And so when the barley were ready to be harvested.
也就是以色列人的出手节。
It's also
the first fruit.
Oh, it's the first fruit of the Israelites.
那么出手就代表复活。
And what the first fruit represents resurrection.
所以在那里我们看见，不仅有 丰盛粮食的出产。
So what the picture shows us that not only there are these abundant barleys,
是生命能够得以维持
，and which then allows life to continue on，
并且有复活生命的大能。
But then there's also the great power of resurrection.
现在他百姓的中间
，and it's revealed among his people.
所以回到神的家
，and so when they return to the house of God，
这是神所赐给我们的光景。
This is the condition that God allows us to see.
那我们今天要借着路德记。
And so today, through Ruth,
整个第二章所给我们看见的
，and through this whole entire chapter two,
我们来看看以丰富教会生活的实行应当是怎样。
Let's take a look at what an abundant church life should look like.
这个丰富，我们每个人都有责任。
And to be have this abundant life that every single one of us has a responsibility.
不是教会中某些领袖们的责任。
It's not the responsibility of a selected few leaders in church.
不是那些比较有追求比较认真侍奉的人的责任。
It's not a responsibility only belongs to those who have this heart or desire to want to seek the Lord.
我们每一个已经蒙恩得救、受尽归入主名下的人，都有一份的责任。
Every single one of us who are saved, all of us who are now under the name of our Lord, have a responsibility.
所以我们可以这样说。
So we can say this.
神家有丰富，我们每个人都有一份荣耀。
And the house of God is full of abundance. Every single one of us have a part in that glory.
如果神的家贫穷了，我们每个人都有一份责任。
And if the house of God is in poor state, poor condition, then every single one of us also is responsible for it.
我们没有什么权利可以怪别人没有给我们丰富。
We do not have any power or authority to blame others for not having this blessing.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
等一下我们读下去就看见了，他们是怎样得着丰富的。
And you'll see this as we continue to read on to see how they receive this blessing.
在这一章里头，我们看见了一些人物。
And in this chapter, we see some people.
有三个是有名字的。
So three of them had names.
那么其他的都没有记载名字。
And all the others, they didn't mention them by name.
有名字的有波阿斯、有路德、有拿俄米。
So those with names are Boaz, Naomi, and Ruth.
那么没有名字的更多了。
And so those who there are plenty of other people mentioned does not have names.
有那些监管收割的人。
Those who are in charge of watching over the reapers.
也有收割的工人。
And there are the workers who are the reapers.
有那些使女们。
And then there are also the maidservants.
那么这些人物就在那一块田里面给我们看见那一幅图画。
And so all of these people working in the land completes this picture that's being shown to us.
非常的有意思。
It's very interesting.
他们每一个人的身上，你可以看见我们蒙福的原因。
And so you can see on every single one of these people the reason why they're blessed.
首先我们就看见波阿斯。
First, let's take a look at Boaz.
在路德记第二章的一开始。
And the first verse of in the beginning of chapter two,
就讲到说，拿俄米的丈夫以利米的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
Now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz.
波阿斯在教会在预表的意义上来说，就是指的我们主耶稣基督。
So and Boaz, in the context of our church and what it represents, it foretells our Lord Jesus.
那么他是大财主。
He's a wealthy man.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们的主耶稣是个大财主吗
？So, dear brothers and sisters, do we know that our Lord is also a wealthy man?
不仅是全地的物质的东西都是他的。
Not only are all the physical things on this earth belong to him.
圣经告诉我们说，神本性。一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在他里面。
And the Bible also tells us that because of nature, that all these full abundance belong to him, are in him.
所以他是生命。
So he is life.
他也是复活。
He is also resurrection.
约翰告诉我们说，生命在他里头。
So John tells us that life is in him.
这生命就是人的光。
So this life is the light of man.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，and when we're saved,
所得到的就是这个生命。
the life that we receive is that life.
所以我们的里面有一个大财主。
So inside of us, we have this wealthy man.
如果我们的属灵生活贫穷的话，不是神没有预备给我们。
And if our spiritual life is poor, it's not because God hasn't prepared for us.
是我们没有去支取这个大财主所给我们的丰富。
It's because we haven't went to receive what this wealthy man had given us.
弟兄姊妹，可能有的人听过这样的那个故事。
So I think probably some of you may have heard the story before.
从前在台湾有一个老太太。
And so before there was this elderly woman in Taiwan.
她的儿子在美国读书。
And so her son was studying in the United States.
后来工作。
And he started working in the U.S.
她的儿子很孝顺，就常常寄钱回去给她的母亲。
And so the son was very pious, so he oftentimes would send money back to his mom.
那么那些就是一张一张的支票。
And so these are all checks. He sent them in checks.
那这个妈妈呢？她看到这支票很漂亮，所以她一张一张支票都给她贴在那里。
And so the mom saw that the checks were really pretty, so she would frame them up on the walls.
她想说这是儿子寄给我的图画，我把它保存下来。
And she thought that, oh, these are pictures that my son had drawn for me. I'm going to save them.
那么她的生活过得很贫穷。
And so she lived a very poor life.
啊，直到有一天儿子回来。
And until one day the son returned.
啊，知道她生活的情况。
And after he come to understand the condition that his mother would have been living in,
再看看他墙壁贴满那些支票
，and saw the walls full of the checks that he wrote,
啊，真是啼笑皆非。
He don't know whether he should laugh or cry.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很多时候也像这个老太太。
So brothers and sisters, a lot of times we're just like that elder woman.
我们有很大的丰富，但是我们都不知道去支取它。
We have all these wealth, these blessings, but we don't know to go and receive these.
我们在那里发怨言啊，在那里叹气。
We blame and grumble and sigh.
所以我们认识基督是非常重要的。
So it's very important for us to know Christ.
那么波阿斯这个名字啊，有一个非常重要的意义。
So the name of Boaz has this very important meaning.
就是说在他里面满了力量。
And that means that in him is full of power.
他不但是一个丰富生命的源头。
And not only is he the origin of this abundant life.
这个生命本身是满了能力的。
And this life itself is full of power.
这个能力就是神使基督从死里复活的能力。
And that power is the same power that God that caused Jesus to be resurrected from death.
他正用这个能力充满每一个他所救赎的人。
And he has this power to be filled with all those people who believe in him.
而且这就是能力运行，要做成他的工作在我们的生命里面。
And when this ability starts to act, it will finish the work that is started in our lives.
所以我们一边要认识主耶稣基督的生命的美丽与丰富。
So we need to understand and learn about the beauty and abundantness of our Lord Jesus' life.
一边要认识他在我们信的人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And at the same time, also understand how vast and great is the power that's revealed through the people who are saved.
直到有一天，把我们从亚当得来的这非常败坏的生命与性格完全改变。
Until one day, he will completely change. There's this fallen nature that we have inherited from Adam.
改变到完全像他。
And change us completely to a point until we are just like him.
所以在所罗门所建的圣殿。
And so in the temple that King Solomon built.
它有两根柱子。
There are these two pillars.
一根叫波阿斯。
One is called Boaz.
另外一根叫做亚金。
The other one is called Jachin.
那波阿斯就是在它的里面满了力量。
And Boaz means that in him is full of power.
那么亚金的意思是说呢，神要建立。
And in Yashin, it means that God will build.
所以他不但有个心意要建立他的教会。
And so not only does he have this will to build his church,
并且他用无穷生命的大能保证这个工作一定成功。
And that he uses a boundless power of in life to ensure that this work will be done.
所以当我们想到这个的时候。
And so when we realize this,
像什么今生无论我们遇见什么的光景
Dear brothers and sisters, in our lifetime, regardless of whatever we encounter,
都不应当叫我们有灰心
that these things shall not cause us to be
因为我们幕后的荣耀实在是浩大的
because behind us is with this great power and full of glory.
好，那么第二个人我们认识的就是路德。
So the second person we come to know is Ruth.
路德是个摩押人。
So she's a Moabite.
她不仅是她不仅是个外邦人。
So not only is she a Gentile.
而且是一个受咒诅的种族的一个人。
She's also someone from a clan who is under a curse.
因为这个摩押亚门是罗德和他的女儿们所生的。
And it's because the people of Moab is a descendant from the Lot Lot and his daughter.
是一个源头不对。
And so the origin is improper.
并且他们后来又不肯好好对待以色列人。
And also later on, they were not willing to treat the Israelites properly.
所以神让他们就永远不能进耶和华的会。
And so God cursed them so that they would never be able to enter into the church of God.
那么像这样的人真的是没有希望。
So people like this truly they have no hope.
但是我们感谢神。
But yet we thank the Lord.
我们的主是有怜悯的。
For He is full of mercy.
当有一个外邦人。有一个在受咒诅的种族中生下的一个人。
So when this a person, a Gentile, under a clan who's being cursed, when they gave birth to this person,
他心愿意跟随神的时候
，and when that person's heart is willing to follow God,
神不仅接纳了他
，but not only so God not only did He accepted her.
我们知道路德后来生了俄贝德。
And we know that Ruth later gave birth to So Ruth gave birth to Obed.
那么后来就从这个族才生的大卫。
And from this kind came King David.
啊，主耶稣就从这一个家族出来的。
And our Jesus also came from this family line.
所以我们看见说。一个人转向神，他所蒙的福是何等的浩大。
And so from this we can see when a person turns back to God, how much blessing he shall receive.
因为当路德决定回来的时候
，Because when Ruth decided to return back to the land,
他等于就是跟我们的主耶稣有了关系。
It's equivalent to her having a relationship.
他借着主耶稣就进到神的家了。
And through the Lord, she entered into the house of God.
我们在还没蒙得救的时候，也都是外邦人。
And same thing with us. Before we are saved, we are all Gentiles.
我们跟神是无关的。
We have no part with God.
我们在神的这个应许，他所的约里头都是无份的。
And we have no part in His promise, in His covenant.
但是当我们说我们愿意信从耶稣
，But when we say that, Lord, we're willing to believe.
那一个愿意是何等的宝贵。
And how precious is that willingness?
从此，神在耶稣基督里所有一切的祝福和应许都是我们的。
And from that moment on, all the promises and blessings God gives through His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, now belongs to us as well.
那么，路德为什么能蒙这样的福呢
？So why is it that Ruth is able to receive this blessing?
因为在他的身上有一些的美好的性格。
Because there are these wonderful characteristics.That she has.
在前面第一章那里
And in chapter one,
我们就看见路德曾经有一段她婆婆给她做选择的机会
And it's because when we saw that Ruth's mother-in-law once, at one point gave her this opportunity to choose
因为那时候有两个媳妇跟着拿俄米
Because at that time there were two daughter-in-laws with Naomi
那么厄尔巴她已经决定就是不跟着拿俄米了，他留在摩押地。
So, So, one of the daughter-in-law had decided not to follow Ruth.
那么只有路德，他坚定的要跟随。
Not to follow Naomi, and so only Ruth decided to follow.
那我们看见呢，路德他看见拿俄米身上有一种的特点。
Well, Ruth saw this special characteristic in Naomi.
啊，可能有对神的敬畏。
So maybe out of this reverence for God.
啊，可能有从神而来的美好的性格。
Or maybe so she had this wonderful character
因为我们从后来拿俄米与路德中间许多的对话
and because from later conversations between Naomi and Ruth,
我们看见他是一个多么慈爱的人
we saw that a merciful and loving elderly woman she is
每次跟路德讲话都是说女儿啊女儿啊
well, every time when she spoke to Ruth she always said my daughter
听起来就很舒服
and it just makes you feel all warm inside when you hear this
然后他许多的事情都是为着路德的幸福着想，不是为着自己的需要着想。
And a lot of things and a lot of decisions she made is based on Ruth's happiness and not on her what she herself could gain.
他这个美好的性格深深的吸引了路德，要跟随他。
And because of that, these wonderful characteristics it deeply attracted Ruth to want to follow her.
那路德不仅看见了拿俄米自己。
And so Ruth not only did she saw Naomi for what she,
她也看见,
who she is,
看见拿俄米所敬拜的那位神,
but also saw the God whom Naomi served.
所以当她最后决定要跟随拿俄米回去迦南地的时候,
And so when finally Ruth made the decision to follow Naomi back to the land of Canaan,
我们要晓得那个决定是不容易的。
We should understand that this is not an easy decision to come by.
因为她的丈夫已经死了。
Because her husband died already.
跟着一个老人家到了一个完全陌生的国度，前途完全是无法确定的。
And to follow an old elderly woman to a completely strange place, your future is very uncertain.
那如果留在摩押地的话，至少他的亲族都在那里，这是他所熟悉的国家，他所熟悉的文化。
But if she were to stay and choose to stay in the land of Moab, at least she'll be with her family, her relatives, in a land that she's familiar with.
她生活要容易的多了。
And she will have a much easier life.
有把握的多了。
And so there's much more certainty.
我在台北读书的时候，曾经跟一个人租过一个房子。
So when I was going to school in Taipei, I once rented a house from this person.
这一家的这个老太太呢，丈夫已经不在了。
And so the owner, who is an elderly woman, her husband already passed away.
很不幸的，他的儿子也不在了。
And very unfortunately, her son also passed away.
那么他就没有拿俄米这个幸福，因为他的媳妇也离开他。
And so, but unfortunately, this elderly woman didn't have the blessing as Naomi for her daughter-in-law left her.
就一个老人家带着一个小孙子。
So this elderly woman had to also raise.Her young grandson.
我都可以想到他当时我看见的那种他脸上的愁容，那个家庭那个气氛，是毫无喜乐，毫无盼望。
And so at the time, I could still see that there's this great sadness that's on her face, and the house that her family just doesn't have any sign of happiness in it.
所以，我真的是想到说，如果那时候我已经信耶稣，可以把主耶稣介绍给他，是给他带来多大的盼望。
And so I always whenever we think about back then, think about this, I always wish that at that time I would have already gotten to know Jesus already, so that I could share the gospel with her, so that it could bring her hope.
所以拿俄米因为有神，所以她人生有转机，有盼望。
And now because she believed in God, so her life has changed and her life is full of hope.
那么。在第二章的第二节和第三节那里
and then in chapter 2 verse 2 and 3
我们看见路德对拿俄米说
and so we see that Ruth said to Naomi
容我往田间去我蒙谁的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗
please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I may find favor
在这里我们看见刚才我们看见的是路德那个坚定坚定的心智给他带来祝福。
And so before we saw that the because of Ruth's firmness in her decision, it brought her a blessing.
在这里我们看见是路德的柔软谦卑使他蒙福。
And here we can see that because of her humbleness, it allowed her to be blessed.
他说对拿俄米说容我往田间去。
And so you can see here that she said to Naomi,Please let me go to the field.
这态度很柔软。
So it's a very, very soft attitude.
你看见他们在家庭中有美好的互动的关系。
And so you can see that in this family there's this wonderful interaction.
然后她很谦卑。
And so she's very humble.
她说我如果蒙谁的恩就在神的身后拾取麦穗。
And she said, and gleam among the ears of grains after one in whose sight I may find favor.
她对她所要得着的她有个感恩的心。
So she has a thankful heart for what she is about to receive.
那么她 也很谦卑的跟在人的后头去捡那一点点的麦穗。
And she's humble enough to be willing to follow other people and pick up these little grains on the ground after those people.
那么 Naomi 呢也很一片开明。
And so Naomi is very understanding.
她就说女儿你只管去。
And she said, go, my daughter.
一个有尊重。
And so one asked with respect.
啊，一个也给她自由。
And the other responded with freedom for them.
他们在家里面过一个非常和谐的生活。
So they have this very wonderful relationship in this household.
那么第三节就说，路德就去了，来到田间，在苏格人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人乌阿斯那块田里。
And so she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the portion of field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech.
圣经有时候给我们一些很特殊的字，让我们能够更多体会到神在我们身上的工作的奇妙。
And so sometimes the Bible would use a certain key words to allow us to really understand the wonderfulness of how God works.
他这里说他恰巧到了乌阿斯的田。
And so it's here to describe she happened to come to the portion of field belonging to Boaz.
这里的恰巧呢，不是我们一般的人所认为的那种是巧合啊，是幸运碰到的是一个偶然的。
So here, this happened is not in the same way that we usually understand how these things, such as coincidence.
它乃是这个恰巧呢，是有一个看不见的。在背后奇妙的安排。
So this happened is caused by this wonderful unseen planning that's that went on behind the scenes.
因为这个波阿斯就是以利米勒至近的亲属。
For Boaz is a family of Elimelech.
按照神给以色列人的律法。
And according to the laws that God passed down to his people.
如果有人有的他的产业要来卖要赎，那么只有这个至近亲属呢是第一优先。
And this law states that if someone is to sell off his property, then his closest family member would get the first pick.
所以后来当他们最后讲到这个田产业要赎的时候。
And so, lastly, when it talked about when this inheritance was to be,
从他们手中买那块地。
It's when this inheritance to be brought to be redeemed when this field was redeemed.
所以我们看见波阿斯就把那块地买了。
And we saw that Boaz is one who redeemed the land.
所以记着这个，路德就能够嫁给波阿斯。
And through that, Ruth was able to be married to
Boaz. 所以我们看见这绝对不是巧合。
And so from this, we can see that this is not just a simple coincidence.
所以我们的主在背后很多的安排。
So from this, we can see that there are many of these coordinations and planning behind the scenes by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们的蒙恩得救也是这样。
And in the same way, so is our salvation.
很多时候我们可能说正好那一天遇见某个人，某个基督徒。
And oftentimes we would say to others, it just so happens on that day I met so-and-so or a Christian.
恰巧我的同学是个基督徒。
Or we say like, oh, it happens that it's coincidence that my classmate is also a Christian.
所以我就听见福音，我就得救了。
And so I heard the gospel and I was saved.
但事实上，这些都是主经过很长的日子在背后给我们的安排。
But in reality, these are all part of the plan that God has been planning behind the scenes for a long time.
我自己从台湾来美国读书。
And so in the same way how I came from Taiwan to the U.S. to study.
从西雅图转到波门。
And from Seattle to Pullman.
我就看见说是主这样一路带领我后来我就在 Pullman 领的主。
And then I see how the Lord had been leading me all this way, and eventually in Pullman is where I was saved.
所以路德就这样的跟布阿斯在那里认识了。
And so it's through such circumstance that Ruth came to know Boaz.
那么这里我们特别看的就是那一块田。
And so here he wants us to see this field.
刚才我们提到说，教会就是神所耕种的田地。
Well, before we were just talking about how the church is the field that God is being tilted.
Field.
It's the field.
所以神有一块田就是教会。
And so God has this field, and the field is the church.
今天世界有很多的组织，有很多的这个地方。
So today in this world, there are many organizations, there are many places.
但只有教会是神的田。
But only the church is the field of God.
那么神要我们在其中能够好好的和弟兄姊妹一同来耕种，一同来收成。
And so God wants us to be among this field and to work together with other brothers and sisters to till the land and to plant the land.
所以在第八节那里，波阿斯就对路德说。
And so in verse 8 it says,
他说女儿啊听我说不要往别人田里拾取麦穗也不要离开这里要常与我使你们在一处
And Boaz said to Ruth Listen carefully my daughter Do not go to glean in another field Furthermore do not go on from this one But stay here with my maids
所以在神的田里边不仅是神的意思也是那些属灵的长辈们对我们的劝勉
So in the field of GodNot only does it have the will of God in it, but also those who are older spiritually than us, it's also their will as well.
那到了路德拾取了麦穗回到家里以后
，And so after Ruth had gleaned all the barley's, she went home.
到第二十二节，拿俄米也对路德说同样的话。
And then in verse 22, Naomi said the same thing to Ruth.
她说：“女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去。”不叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。
It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maids, so that others do not fall upon you in another field.
那么在这里我们看见了什么呢
？So what do we see here?
就是我们要忠心的来跟随主。
And it means that we shall faithfully follow the Lord.
在他所给我们安排的环境里边，为他一起做见证。
And that become a testimony for him in.The situation in our surrounding that he placed us in.
那么这里特别讲到一些使女们。
And here especially talk about these maidservants.
他波阿斯和拿俄米都说要常跟使女们在一处。
Both Boaz and Naomi told Ruth to be with the maids.
那么在教会生活中，这个是非常重要的原则。
So this is a very important principle in church life as well.
这些使女们就是我们所谓的属灵的同伴。
So these maids are the companion, spiritual companions.
那么这些同伴们，他们有好榜样，他们肯追求，肯侍奉。
So these spiritual companions, they have good examples. They set good examples for us, and they have this willing desire to seek the Lord.
那如果我们常跟他们在一起
，and so if we could be with them often,
我们也会受到好的影响。
And we will also be influenced.
我们会有好的聚会，好的侍奉。
And that we will have this great opportunity to serve as well.
我们属灵上就能够天天的成长。
And so that way our spiritual life can grow and mature each and every day.
如同但以理和他三个同伴一样。
And just as Daniel and his three companions.
当他们被从以色列、被从犹大地带到了巴比伦的时候。
And just as same way as when they were brought out from the land.Israel to the land of Babylon.
他们处境是何等的艰难。
So they were in such difficult times.
特别是当他们被带到王宫去的时候。
Especially when they were first brought to the palace.
在那里那个试探是何等的大。
And in the palace, they were underwent great temptations.
很多人可能就去追求今生的好处，去追求享乐。
So a lot of people might.Be seeking the best, reaping the greatest benefit they could in this life.
很容易就叫人离开神。
And so, in these kind of conditions, it's very easy for people to stray from God.
但是他们因为有同伴。
But Because they have each other, they have companions.
他们可以一起祷告。
They could pray together.
他们可以一起交通神。
And they could fellowship about God together.
最后他们四个人都为神做了美好的见证。
And eventually these four, all four of them gave great testimony for the Lord.
叫两个王都下令全国，就是每大家都要敬畏，都要惧怕这四个人所拜的神。
Until both two kings gave a decree to their entire kingdom that their people shall serve and revere the God whom these four people served and believed in.
第三个人我们看一下就是拿俄米。
So the third person we'll look at is Naomi.
拿俄米在路德记里边呢，就是预表圣灵。
So Naomi in the book of Ruth foretells represent the Holy Spirit.
她把路德最后带来嫁给波阿斯。
And so she brought Ruth to the land and eventually to so that she would marry she then married Boaz.
就预表着圣灵今天预备教会来做基督的心腹。
And in the sermon, it represents how the Holy Spirit is preparing the church today to be the new bride for Christ.
那我们看见路德对于拿俄米所有的安排，所有对他这个指示，他是非常顺服的。
And so we also see that Ruth is very obedient to Naomi's plans.
所以刚才我们读的罗马书第八章第十四节。
And so we just read Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
他说凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
It says, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们是有儿子的名分。
So when we're saved, we have the sonship.
但是只有当我们真实跟随顺服圣灵的时候，这个儿子的福气我们才会享受。
But only when we start to follow and truly obey, then the blessing of the Son truly come to us.
因为他不断的顺服拿俄米给他的带领。
Because she continued to be obedient to the leading and guiding of Naomi.
所以路德他的人生才有那么美好的结局。
And so that's why Ruth in her life were so many blessings.
那今天我们在等候主耶稣再来的时候。
So today as we wait for our Lord Jesus to come.
圣灵也在预备我们。
So the Holy Spirit is also preparing us.
当羔羊婚娶的日子来到。
And then when the day of the wedding feast of the Lamb.
那么有一般人，他们可以首先在那个宴席、羔羊的婚宴里面有份。
So there's this group of people who would have the first place in the feast of the Lamb's wedding.
那么那些是有美好的追求、生命有美好转变的人，他们首先是初熟的果子被收到神那里去。
And so these are the people who had this, who were greatly changed by the Spirit. And then that they had in their life, they bore this wonderful fruit. So these are the first group of people who get to enjoy.
那么最后我们来看的就是关于教会聚会当中一些重要的性质。
And next we'll take a look at some important characteristics of church life.
首先就是神的同在。
And first is God being with us.
当波阿斯到了田里的时候。
So when Boaz came to the field,
他跟他的仆人中间有一些的对话。
He had this dialogue with his servants.
波阿斯说，愿，对那些收割的人说，愿耶和华与你们同在。
And so Boaz would say to the reapers, May the Lord be with you.
那么这些人就回答说，愿耶和华赐福于你。
And they said back to him, May the Lord bless you.
感谢神。当神的教会聚集的时候
，And praise the Lord when the Lord's church is gathering together，
他应许与我们同在
，He promised that He will be with us。
但是我们的经历是有多少主的同在呢？跟我们自己的心预备有关系。
And so how much of Lord's presence do we can we experience depends on how ready our hearts are。
如果我们来聚集的人都对主有爱慕
，So if the people who gather together here to seek and we have this love for the Lord.
都知道说我们今天的聚会就是要来与我们的主面对面要有交通。
And we all know that today in our gathering, we need to have this face-to-face communion with our Lord.
要把我们的爱都一起带到主的脚前。
And to bring forth our love for him and lay it down before his feet.
我们都愿意洁净自己来配与主亲近。
And we're all willing to cleanse ourselves so that we can be closer to the Lord.
这样我们就能够不仅有主应许的同在，并且能够真实经历他丰富的与我们同在。
And only this way, then not only can we receive his promised presence with us, but also experience his abundantness of him being with us.
主的同在就是我们最大的祝福。
And his presence is our greatest blessing.
如同一个婴孩，只要有父母跟他在一起，那么他所有的一切都有了。
And just as the way how an infant, as long as his parents with him, then he has everything.
如果一个小孩他只是跟父母说，哎，我要奶，啊，又一会儿又说我要尿片，那么这些呢，虽然他局部的需要满足了，但是他还缺少很多。
But if a child were only to say, oh, I need to drink milk or I need a diaper change, so maybe at that time those immediate needs may be satisfied, but it's not, it doesn't receive the whole thing.
只有当父母跟他在一起的时候，无论什么时候，无论什么需要，都够。
But only when the parents is with that child all the time, then regardless whatever the infant may need, his needs are will be satisfied.
所以我们第一聚会要满有主的同在。
And so that's why it's important for us to be full and filled with the Lord's presence.
那么第二个点呢，就是我们要来引起主的注意。
And the second point is that we need to attract the Lord's attention.
那么在这里第二章的第六节。
So in chapter 2, verse 6.
就是波阿斯就问说那个女子是什么人。
So Boaz asked his servant, who is that woman?
那他们就说那是跟随拿俄米回来的摩押女子。
And they responded by saying, she is a young Moabite woman who returned with Naomi from the land of Moab.
那么当时在那里拾麦穗的可能不止路德一个人。
And so at the time, probably those who were picking from the, who were gleaning from the fields, not just Ruth herself.
但是只有路德引起了波阿斯的注意。
But yet only Ruth attracted Moab's attention.
那就是路德的
Boaz
路德的身上有一些的特点。
So there's something special about her.
引起了波阿斯的注意。
That caused Boaz to pay attention.
那么对我们来说
，So to us,
我们来参加聚会。
So when we come to gather,
我们应该也有这样的意念。
We should also have this.
当然，就着主对我们的爱来说
，So from the perspective of God's love for us,
他是爱我们每一个人的。
He loves every one of us.
但是就着他的注意来说
，However, in accordance to his attention, in terms of his attention,
谁更在意主的同在
？Whoever is more mindful of the presence of the Lord,
谁更宝贵主给我们带来属灵的供应和祝福
？Whoever treasures more the spiritual blessings and abundant nourishment that the Lord brings.
愿意付代价来追求他。
And whoever is willing to pay the price to seek him, to follow him.
这样的弟兄姊妹会引起主的注意。
Only these kind of brothers and sisters will attract the attention of the Lord.
所以后面我们从乌阿斯和路德的一段对话，我们就知道。
So from a later conversation between Boaz and Ruth, we come to understand this.
这就是在第十一节。
In verse 11.
当路德说我是个外邦人，你为什么这样恩待我的时候？
And so when Ruth said that I am gentle, why have I find favor in your sight?
波阿斯就回答说，自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。
Boaz replied, all that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me.
所以路德的离开这个本地本族来到这里，这是一个非常重要的点。
And how you left your father and mother and the land of your birth and came to people that you do not previously know. So leaving her land, that is very important.
那么她向婆婆，她对待婆婆的态度，所作所为是一个重点。
And so also how she treated her mother-in-law, her attitude towards her mother-in-law is also the key here.
她来到一个完全不认识的民中，这种生活的艰苦是一个特点。
So how she, and also in saying how she left and her own land and come into a strange land and all the challenges she faced, that's also an important part.
这些本来都是路德她的生活中暗处所做的，暗中所做的。
So these are things that are done in secret in Ruth's life.
但是这些美德，这些美好的表现，已经都在人的眼中，在人的口中被说出去了。
But yet, these wonderful acts that Ruth did have been spread from mouth to mouth among men.
所以，盼望我们在追求主的事上，我们也能够这样的来付代价来跟随他。
And I hope that in the matter of following the Lord, that we could also be the same way, that we could also pay the price.
那么另外一个特点是路德的殷勤。
And another special characteristic is about Ruth's diligence.
首先是那些收割的工人介绍他给布阿斯的时候。
And so first is when the reapers introduce her to Boaz.
他说他从早晨直到如今，除了在屋子里面坐一会儿，他就藏在田里面工作。
And they say that.From the morning until now, that other than taking a short break in the house, she's been working in the field all this time.
那么，当布阿斯请路德去吃这个饼的时候，一吃完，圣经说路德又到田里面去工作。
And even when Boaz invited her for a meal, as soon as she finished, she went back outside again.
所以他是一个殷勤的人。
So she's a very diligent person.
对于我们来说
，So to us,
我们在属灵上也能殷勤。
So in our spiritual life should also be diligent.
所以在教会生活里
，So in our church life,
我们一面是接受弟兄姊妹对我们的服侍
，On one hand that we receive the service from our brothers and sisters.
一面我们也来服侍弟兄姊妹
，But on the other hand, we should also serve our brothers and sisters.
这样的教会的生活才会丰富
，And only then can our church life be abundant.
如果我们只是得到没有付出，我们可能会像人这个只吃少动，就会超重。
But if we only receive but we don't pay out, we don't serve others, then it's the same way in the same way how a person would take in a lot of food but work doesn't do much work.
我们这个时代呢，这个超重是一个严重问题。
And be easily become overweight. So in our era, in our time, current times, the problem of obesity is a great problem.
我们在属灵上呢，我们有时候如果不注意的话，也会超重。
And so, in terms of spiritual life, if we don't pay attention, we could also be overweight spiritually.
我讲一下这个英美啊，最近那个减一点体重的这个经历。
I'd like to share a little bit of experience about our sister Inmay's and her weight.
她因为这个心脏的关系呢，我一直跟她讲说减一点体重，她一直减了半天没有减成功。
And because her heart condition, I always suggested her to lose some weight to stay healthy, but she wasn't able to.
但这一次呢，减得比较好。
But this time she was able to do it.
所以有一天她就到医院要去做一个呼吸的测试。
And so one day she went to the hospital for a lung capacity test.
Pulmonary
test.
因为她吃一种药呢，会影响到她的肺，所以呢，过一段时间都要去试一试。肺的功能。
So one of the drugs that she takes affects the lungs, so periodically she needs to go to the hospital to have it checked.
结果她一测试了，那个人说她的这个呼吸的这个功能达到她的这个体重年龄的100%的指标。
And so the test result came back saying that the pulmonary test score is 100. She reached 100% of where it should be for someone in with her weight.
那在一年半以前呢，她的那个标，她的指标只有到81%。
And 1.5 years ago, that same index only was at 81%.
那我看到这个结果，当然很高兴。
And so when I saw the result, I was very happy.
我就问她说是什么原因？他有这么大进步。
So I asked her, what's the reason for such great progress?
她说她因为比一年前少了15磅。
And she said because she lost 15 pounds compared to a year ago.
所以她的这个肺部的功能还有空间呢，都扩充了。
And so her ability to, her lung, she has more rooms for the lungs to function normally.
弟兄姊妹，我们就用这个来思想一下。
So let's think about this.
我们维持这个对的体重，对肉身重要，对属灵上更重要。
And so to maintain this weight, not only is important for our physical health, but also very important for our spiritual health.
所以盼望我们不仅是愿意聚会，愿意听道，我们也愿意侍奉。
So I hope that not only do we have this heart to want to come to worship and also to listen to messages, but also willing to serve.
那么因为路德的殷勤呢，他到最后就是满载而归。
But, and because of Ruth's diligence, she eventually ended up full of with plenty of barley.
然后她带着以法大麦，就差不多20公升。
And so she harvested about close to 20
22 liters
full of barley.
我小时候捡过麦是有稻穗，我知道那个要捡一穗一穗捡了，那一天捡不了多少的。
And so when I was younger, I was also picked grain, so I know that it's really hard. So like even one full day, it's very hard to pick out too many.
有人说路德得的这个量呢，是人家半个月的工资。
So some people even suggest that the amount that she harvested is equivalent to somebody who's been working for half of a month.
因为她除了自己殷勤之外
，because other than her own diligence，
波阿斯也吩咐工人说，让他到库里面去拿都可以。
And also Boaz told his servants that it's okay or even for her to reap from the pick from the ears that haven't been
而且呢还故意啊掉一些在那里给他捡。
And also instructed them to purposefully drop some on the ground for her to pick up.
所以当我有一点心追求的时候呢，其实更多的恩典是主加进来的。
And so you can see that when you have this heart to want to seek the Lord, that he will add more abundantly to you.
当我们殷勤做工的时候。
And so when we weren't willing to diligently work,
就有享受。
Then we shall have enjoyment.
所以波阿斯请路德说到那去喝水。
And so Boaz invited her to drink water from the
到这里来吃饼。
Come here to eat the bread.
然后后面呢，当在吃饼的时候，说呢，这个波阿斯就把这个烘好的穗子递给他。
And so when they were eating, it says that Boaz gave her this really good roasted grain.
那个他中文翻成他们，其实原文只有他，就是波阿斯。
And so in the Chinese version, it uses plural, but in the original version, actually Boaz only served her alone, not anybody else.
路德本来是坐在工人旁边。
So Ruth was originally sitting next to the other workers.
波阿斯可能坐在比较远的地方。
So Boaz probably sit a little bit higher up in the table.
但是这一个地麦穗的让我们看见。
But however, from this, we can see from serving her the roasted grain.
耶和华的膀臂真的没有缩短。
We can see that the arms of the Lord did not become short.
他真是随时愿意供应我们。
He truly is willing to supply us at any moment.
那么最后我要讲一点。
And lastly, I'd like to share.
就是二章的最后一节。
As the last verse in chapter 2.
他说，于是路德与波阿斯的使女常在一处拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住。
So she stayed close by the maids of Boaz in order to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest, and she lived with her mother-in-law.
路德听拿俄米的话，听波阿斯的话。
So Ruth listened to Boaz and Naomi's words.
一直跟她的使女们在一起。
So she stayed with the maids.
那么她这里讲到收大麦、收小麦。
And so here we talk about harvesting the barley and the wheat.
刚才我们讲了大麦是代表复活。
So we just talked about how the barley represents resurrection.
那么小麦呢是代表死。
The wheat represents death.
就像我们刚才读的约翰第十二章。
So just like John chapter 12, we read,
说一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
所以讲到教会生活中，十字架是不能缺少的。
So this talks about in church life that the cross is, it cannot be missing from church life.
只有肯舍己的人才能得丰盛的生命。
And only those who are willing to sacrifice themselves can they receive abundant life.
所以因为这个缘故，
and because of that reason,
路德能够 依次的跟婆婆同住。
Ruth was able to continue to live with her mother-in-law.
当我们有美好追求的时候
，and when we have this wonderful seeking,
我们也可以和弟兄姊妹和我们的家人和睦同居。
And that, when we have willingness to seek, then we could live in peace with our brothers and sisters as well as our family.
弟兄相爱
，brothers loving one another,
就充满了膏油的涂抹
，full of anointing of the oil,
充满了。永远生命的供应
and full of abundant supply from the eternal life.
也让我们能够因此来成全神永远的旨意
and also through that we can fulfill the will of the eternal life.
来催促主耶稣早点回来
and to, because, to speed up our Lord Jesus' return.
并且在他回来的时候能够在第一批羔羊婚宴的时候千年国度的时候就与他坐现同在
and also this way we can be among the first groupTo be with him in the thousand-year kingdom, to be with the Lamb. Let's have a prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是何等爱我们。
How much you love us.
你用在波阿斯田里这幅图画。
And you use the picture of the field of Boaz.
来启示我们怎样过一个丰富的教会生活。
And to remind us, to reveal to us how we should live in abundant church.
求主使我们好好的认识基督。
May you please help us to know our Lord.
不仅知道你的丰富
and to know not only your abundantness,
并且渴慕追求得着你的丰富
but also to long to seek to receive your abundance.
让我们能够跟随圣灵
May we be able to follow the Holy Spirit.
顺服圣灵
to obey the Holy Spirit.
使你的旨意因此得到成全
so that may your will be done.
也让我们借着十字架的工作
and also through the work of the cross.
生命圣格有美好的转变
And so that may our life, our character, our personality have this wonderful change.
使我们有一个美好的性格。
So that we have this wonderful personality.
为你做见证。
So that we can become a testimony for you.
也能够承接你永远的旨意。
So that we will also be able to receive your eternal will.
得着你丰富的祝福。
And to receive your abundant blessing.
求主祝福你的教会。
Please bless your church.
祝福每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Bless every dear brothers and sisters.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.